You like that, do you? Do you like the thought of me? Just that powerful? So big and strong and completely able to crush you if I want. You wanna feel me bite you? Tease you? Leave you a hickey like you'd never, ever forget? Do you wanna feel that? Fear. That's carousal of knowing I'm dangerous. I'm deadly. And like a cat with a plaything, my brain just wants to invent all these ways that I can play with you. It is, after all, very fun to play with one's food. They say you shouldn't, but that just means I get to feel naughty when I do it with you. Don't worry, silly. I see how nervous you get. I know what you're thinking. I say food, and you say fuck. Is this one of those ODIs? No, don't worry, this isn't some bullshit. It's more metaphorical than that. Your energy, your essence, your lust and arousal is pretty much a food to me. And it makes me feel so aggressive that I really could just go Jurassic on your ass. But how am I to do this to you? Is that the thought that goes rumbling in? Mind. You're so cute when you have no idea what's gonna happen next. You're so cute when you're so confused and yeah, you're still aroused, aren't you, you silly little slut? This is the I could be your dinosaur. Mickey called me that instead of yes, daddy. Yes, dino? Dino sounds so informal. I do think with these things, a little bit of formality can be fun. Maybe Miss Rex. How about that? When I have you underneath my foot, underneath my claws, your head pressed against the ground, being pressed into it, you'll call me Miss Rex. Won't that be just so much fun as I completely dominate you? As I take every little bit of control you thought you had and I tear it to shreds? take all these silly ideas about what's silly, about what's proper, about what's right, and I show you that once survival kicks in, none of that matters. All that matters is that you're good, and that you do what I say. That you behave yourself. That you are under the control of Miss Rex. See, when I want inspiration, I just have to think of you. I just have to think of what a slut you are. I just have to think of how easy it is to fuck with your head, to play with your mind, knowing that just by switching my voice a little bit, making my intentions clear, looking into your eyes and seeing you trapped in mine. Watching as from the peripherals you can see my hand coming up. It's to the side of your head now and you can see it just barely in the trace of your eye. You could see it better if you could look to it, but you can't because again, my eyes are on you. Your eyes are trapped within mine. My gaze holding you. Even though you know what's coming next. Good pet. Good slut. Just relax for me. Just sink deep for me. It's okay for you to enjoy this. There's nothing shameful in enjoying your trance. You are so perfect, just ever evolving, doing so, so good, even when it looks like you're not. I know the truth, I know when you're trying, when you're working so hard. For certain results. One of those goals of yours is to be even easier to hypnotize as an end. One of those goals for you is to sink and drop, sink deeper and drop deeper, 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 deeper. And I can see you trying. Sink, drown.
Deeper. The more you listen, and the more you obey what I say.
Sink.
The more you condition yourself to follow me and my instructions, the easier it is
for my voice to
sink into you.
Drown.
Deeper. Find a home within you.
Deeper.
A place where my voice can anchor within your mind.
Drown.
A place that it just feels so good to have that influence, that overwatch, that
sink
and drown. Help with proper judgment to be
deeper.
Good. Be a good slut for me.
Be a good pet for me.
Just relax.
It's getting warmer out.
Why don't you take us on a vacation together?
See in your mind
that we're on a boat,
a ship,
a yacht, in fact. The two of us together. Little bits of laid-back furniture.
Reclining.
Sunglasses over our eyes. A little hat to give our faces some shade. And you can feel the heat from the sun just beating down on you. Now you could simply feel it from me talking about it. Or you could make a mental choice here to do what I say and picture, visualize, and imagine. To remember what it feels like when the heat of the sun touches your skin. To feel that heat rising within you, making you feel warm and comfy and comfortable. And the more comfortable you are, the easier it is to
drop,
to go
deeper,
to
sink,
to fall more and more under my spell, letting the waves move you, feeling that swaying motion. Ship moves underneath of you. Picture your mind as that ship. That ship as your mind. My voice is the waves and see that motion in your mind, that wavy up and down, that curve.
Crash.
As the waves hit the shore. That cool spray against your skin. That salt in the air. Just relaxing. And so relaxing.
No responsibilities or cares. Just basking in my presence. Basking in the glow of the sun. And you drop even deeper. You sink further down. Finding your body on the beach now. And you drop and you sink in the sand. It starts to draw you in.
But there's no reason to panic here. You aren't being buried alive. You're simply being slowly covered grain by grain, and you can feel
every single one of those grains against your skin, and they feel good. They tickle, they touch, they tumble all over you, and each little grain of sand feels good.
It's like that feeling when fingernails touch lightly across your skin. To make sure you know what that feels like, I want you to take an arm and take your other hand and turn your hand palm up. And then just lightly, using your fingertips, run them across the top of the skin of your arm. Just all four fingers, just lightly, no pressure. I want you to feel that sensation. It might not be much, but now I want you to start bringing your fingers into a circling motion. A big one, kind of an oval, going between your wrist and your elbow and just circling that area in between. Lightly, with your fingertips. I want you to notice how every circle, your skin gets a little bit more sensitive. The same thing happens with my voice and your mind. Every time you listen to me, every time you drop or sink or fall deeper under my voice, my authority, my sway, you get a little bit more sensitive to it. You feel it more, you sink deeper into trance. And the deeper you go, the better it feels, the better it feels, the deeper you go, sinking, falling, slowly covered by grain after grain of sand, until you're covered all the way up, breathing easily and freely, feeling yourself being pulled down, pulled deeper. Deeper and deeper down towards the middle of the earth, towards a sort of middle earth, so to speak, finding yourself in a place filled with greenery. It's like there's a whole nother world. Coming back to yourself a little bit, leaning against a tree, a gigantic tree that makes you look so tiny. So tiny against it. Feeling yourself so small right now. So vulnerable. So easy to have your mind transported. Feeling so good though. Trusting me, trusting my voice, trusting me to take you deeper, deeper down. In this jungle, many things can happen. A place without civilization. A place that's prehistoric in the creatures that fill it. And as you rest there, feeling supported, nursed, taken care of, held securely by the tree. You hear, in the distance, a thump. Remember that the more you listen and obey, the easier it becomes second nature, the easier it is for you to be completely hypnotized and entranced and made into basically my puppet for me to play with. To string along and to
use in whatever way entertains me, because we both know that you are just a subby little thing who sometimes enjoys that passive role of just taking whatever I decide to give you, whatever I decide to do to you, just being a good little pet along for the ride, because we both know that you'll fucking enjoy it. You'll fucking love whatever I want to do to you, because I know you, I know what turns you on, I know what makes you tick, and I have so much fun. So much fun using that against you. I just love that manipulative feeling I get when I just make you my bitch. We both know what you are. We both know who you are. We both know it'll be fun. And so while your heart might beat faster, you might feel a thrill of adrenaline now and then, a bit of scarousal. Man thump. Doesn't take you out of trance, doesn't scare you awake, it just excites you, arouses you. There's practically the music from Jaws going through your head. That dun-dun, 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 dun-dun feeling. That feeling. That sense of helplessness is the giant tree has vines that are slowly wrapping against you, that while you weren't paying attention, you didn't notice it, but now you do, and it's too late to escape it. And these vines have your arms trapped against the tree, your legs slowly spreading apart. The vines spreading you wider and leaving you more and more vulnerable as those thumps come closer, as that sense of danger runs through your brain. But it's that exciting kind of danger, that fun kind, that kind that involves me. You look so cute like this. And you can hear me coming. When you see me, I step into the clearing, and whatever you were expecting, it wasn't this. Fairly normal looking woman. Nothing crazy, just long blue hair, deep blue eyes, large breasts, and well, as much as I know you'd love to see my ass right now, I'm walking towards you. And behind me, well, that thumping becomes clear as two very large dinosaurs trail, like my honor guard, behind me. They're a bit scary, but they've got cute little collars around their necks, and they're very clearly, completely under my control. Just like you are right now. Just another pet. They move to either side of you, occasionally snapping, gnashing their teeth. Though really, I shouldn't say teeth, it's more like fangs, 100 of them, those mouths, they're full of it, and... Well, I guess you know to behave now, don't you? My power just emanates from me like an aura you can practically see. And you, of course, well, you're completely helpless. The trees, vines having pulled you into practically a spread eagle, still leaning back as more vines come to wrap around your chest and your waist. Of course, you seem to have a little bit too much on. And so, with a motion of my hand, one of my raptors comes closer, and you just see a gigantic claw right in front of your face. Hypnotized by it in a whole different way than you are by me. You watch as it comes closer until it touches your chest. Till it moves down, and as it goes, it strips away every bit of clothing that you have on. Not harming the skin, but tearing everything off. I come forward and my hands run to either side of what little shreds of clothing you have left. And with a nice yank, I rip it all off. And here, of course, you're still my captive. Drop. You're still just waiting for something more. Enjoying that trapped and hypnotized and entranced feeling. You're so cute like this. Practically with bated breath. And I can see those thoughts going through your mind. You. And those little fears of things you worry could happen, and underneath those, the part of you that wishes they would happen. It would just be our naughty little secret. Let your mind wander about. Guide it. Meditative. Let your own brain play through this story. And how it all turns out. All the elements are here. Hot woman. Powerful dinosaurs. You, helpless and bound up. Completely under my power. Just flirt within this dream space. As I take control. As my hands touch you and explore you. As there's appreciation of what I found. My voice pervades your thoughts. And you just sink deeper and deeper into the fantasy. What am I doing to you in these naughty thoughts of yours? Pleasure is something you become until your entire body is vibrating with pleasure, as Larith lewd images and thoughts and scenes and scenarios cycle through your brain, building up towards that most intense spot. That place where you're riding the edge, where pleasure surrounds you, pleasure finds you, pleasure takes you, pleasure fills you, pleasure overruns you, pleasure rides your very soul until pleasure is everything, pleasure is all you can think of, pleasure is your please, please, yes, yes, please, pleasure rushes through you, pleasure controls you, pleasure can't be contained by you, and pleasure comes bursting out of you. I'm gonna count you down, And every number I go down, that pleasure is going to rise. That pleasure is going to make your brain fall deeper and deeper until you drop completely for me. 10. And as you drop, the pleasure rises. 9. The pleasure comes stronger, more intense. 8. Pleasure wraps all around you, never ending. 7. Pleasure spirals through your body. 6. Pleasure becoming more and more erotic, more and more arousing, more and more exciting. 5. Pleasure. My breasts are against you now. 4. Pleasure. As my lips are right against your ear. 3. Pleasure. As my lips go everywhere. 2. Pleasure. As I let your lips go a few places too. 1. Pleasure. As we come together, bind together. 0. Pleasure. Come. Pleasure. 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 Feel your body clench. Feel yourself burst and surge as you lose and you give up and have stripped from you all fucking control. Pleasure. 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 On the count of 5, coming back to yourself, my control slipping away, leaving you free, able to think for yourself, retaining from this experience what you want to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wake up.